peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们还有一次机会可以在主面前来寻求他的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek before the Lord His will.
我们先有一个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
你为我们所预备的救恩，实在是从荣耀开始。
The salvation you have prepared for us truly begins with glory.
因为你的儿子耶稣基督是从天上的宝座，荣耀的宝座下来的。
For your son, Jesus Christ, descends from the glorious throne in heaven.
他取了奴仆的样式，就是人的样式。
He has partaken the image of the servant.
他倒空了自己。
Which is the image of man, and he has emptied himself.
他顺服你，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He was obedient even unto the death on the cross.
但是你却将他升为至高。
But you have lifted him up to the Most High.
现在坐在父神宝座的右边。
Now he's sitting on the right hand side of the Father of the throne.
他不只完成了这些事。
Not only he has accomplished all these.
他还要带许多众子进入荣耀里面去。
And he will also bring many sons into glory.
在你荣耀的作为和你荣耀的心思，是我们经常够不上的。
We often fall short of your glorious thoughts and your glorious ways.
我们不管是说的、翻译的、听的，我们都需要你极大的恩典。
We need your amazing, your great grace for the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
求你照着我们的情况，把我们需要的话从天上宝座倾倒下来。
Do pray that you pour down the words that we need according to each one of our condition.
因为只有你知道我们在现在这个阶段能听什么话，能需要什么话。
For only you know that at our current situation, what kind of words we can hear and we need.
我们翻译，我们说的、翻译的、听的，都一同无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, without any other dependence, we wait before you.
求你亲自触摸我们的心。
Do pray that you touch our hearts by yourself.
让我们在你面前，因为是聚在你的脚前的缘故，我们的心可以得到满足。
For because we gather before your feet, therefore our hearts can be fully satisfied.
也照你的旨意，在我们身上成全，在你旨意中所要成全的。
And according to your will, that you can accomplish what you would like to accomplish upon us.
只有你能够做那充充足足超过我们所求所想的事。
Only yourself can accomplish the work that's fully surpassing our understanding.
我们的祷告是有限的。
Our prayers are so limited.
但我们赞美你，你的大能，你的工作是无限的。
But we praise you for your mighty and your work is unlimited.
我们求你照你的旨意，照你的大能，成就在你的教会，成就在你今天所召聚的每一位身上。
According to your will, according to your mighty power, accomplish your work upon your church and upon each one of us you gather today.
愿你呢从荣耀开始的工作，也在我们这个聚集，在教会中，在你所召聚的人身上能够得着荣耀。
Do pray that the work you have begun with glory can also be fully accomplished and receive the glory among us to gather and on this church and also all those you gather.
谢谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们先读一段的圣经。
Let's read the place of scripture.
请翻到以弗所书第三章。
Please turn to Book of Ephesians, Chapter 3.
我们从12节一直读到第21节。
Let's read from verse 12 until 21.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
所以，我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆。这原是你们的荣耀。
Wherefore I desire that you faint not as my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
因此，我在父面前屈膝。
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father our Lord Jesus Christ.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面心里的力量刚强起来。
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth and height.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
我想今天跟弟兄姊妹分享一个方向，就是祷告与基督的身体的生活和神的荣耀的关系。
So I think today the direction of our sharing, I would like to share with you about the prayers and the life of the body of Christ and the glory of God.
我们读以弗所书知道在第一章有一个重要的祷告。
As we read the book of Ephesians, there's important prayer in chapter 1.
那个重要的祷告是需要借着智慧和启示的灵来进入这个神荣耀的事情。
For that important prayer, we have to, by the spirit of wisdom and revelation, to enter into the glorious of God.
所以一个信主的人，他被圣灵所充满，这是理所当然的。
Therefore, it is, of course, for a believer to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
除非借着圣灵，我们不能明白神的事情。
Unless by the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand the things of God.
千万不要以为我们这个很活跃的思想就足够去明白神荣耀的事情。
Definitely do not think that if we have a lively thinking, then we can understand the things of glorious things of God.
所以不但保罗要为在以弗所的基督徒祷告。
Therefore, not only Paul has to pray for the saints in Ephesus.
所以事实上他也是鼓励在以弗所的基督徒自己要祷告。
And also he encouraged the saints, the believers in Ephesus to pray themselves.
所以借着智慧和启示的灵，就叫他们可以认识天父。
Therefore, by the spirit of wisdom and revelation, they can know the Father.
但这个天父呢，不是普通的，他这里是讲的是荣耀的父。
But our heavenly Father is not ordinary. It talks about our glorious Father.
所以我们对于我们的主耶稣的父，我们都称天父，但是他是荣耀的父，在你心中又没有这样的地位。
Therefore, we always call the Father of our Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, but does he have such glorious status in your heart?
所以他不但是父，而且是荣耀的天父，所以他要我们能够完全的认识他。
Therefore, he's not only the Father, but he's also the Father of glory. Therefore, he would like us to fully know him.
这影响我们的生活，这影响我们的人生方向。
It affects our life and our direction of our entire life.
但是这不是靠阅读可以得到。
But this cannot be done, accomplished by reading.
这必须要你不但有智慧和启示灵的启示，而且你要真正的来到荣耀的父的面前。
Not only we need a revelation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, but you truly have to come before the Father of glory.
所以这是件关系到亲近主的事情。
So it has to do with drawing close to the Lord.
那 你不但要来到他面前，你还要保守在他面前。
Not only you need to come before him, you also to be, have to be kept by him.
昨天我们有一个聚会哈，那有个弟兄啊，他就这样讲，他说他以前听年长的弟兄这样的说，他们努力保守在神的同在里面，是一天24小时。
Yesterday we had a gathering, and then a brother said that he used to hear what an elderly brother told them, that they have to do their best to be kept in the presence of the Lord 24 hours.
所以这也就是问我们一个问题，我们一天20小时，我们到底来到荣耀的父面前呢，是久久来一次呢，还是好多天才来一次呢，还是甚至一生只来过一次，还是我们一天24小时保守在他的同在里面。
So then, therefore we ask ourselves the question, when we come before the presence of the Father of glory, within this 24 hours during one day, that do we just once in a while we go toward him, or that every several days we go toward him, or 24 hours we always being kept by in his presence.
这关系到认识他。
It has to do about knowing him.
你跟天父都不太来往，你跟主耶稣不太来往，你相信，我相信认识是不会太多的。
If you don't have much interaction with our Heavenly Father, nor with our Lord, then I believe that you don't really know him much.
因为你认识他了之后，你就认识他的呼召是在什么，是给我们什么盼望。
For if you know him, then you will know how great is the hope of his calling.
所以神不是给我们律法，神要我们认识他，也认识他的呼召。
Therefore, God does not give us law. He would like us to know him and know his calling.
所以你认识了他，也认识他的呼召，那你就会认识他，他所借着耶稣基督所买赎回来的神的儿女，或者说他得着这些众圣徒为他的产业，有什么荣耀？
Therefore, if you know him and know his calling, then you will know that for those who are redeemed back by his son Jesus Christ, which are those who he brought, that's his inheritance, then what the glory is.
我们很难有这样的想象，我们觉得基督徒弟兄就是弟兄，姊妹就是姊妹，那就是这样，没什么了不起。
It's hard for us to imagine this, because we think that a brother is a brother, a sister is a brother, there's nothing special about it.
但神不这样想。
However, God does not think this way.
天父是把弟兄、把姊妹是要带到荣耀里面去的。
Our Heavenly Father would like to bring brothers and sisters into glory.
所以我们在座的每一位已经得救的，你很可能在荣耀中这个与基督显现的。
Therefore, for each brother and sister here who are being saved, that it's very possible you will be manifest together with our Lord in glory.
所以没有一位是能够让我们轻看的。
So we cannot look lightly upon any one of them.
所以你如果知道神他要得着众圣徒为他的产业，他显出他那个极丰富的荣耀，你如果知道的话，那是完全不同凡响的事情。
Therefore, if you know that our Heavenly Father would like to receive all the saints to be his inheritance, and how riches is the glory of his inheritance, then you cannot just imagine this.
而且你会宝贵主给你的每一个弟兄姊妹。
And then you will be so precious of each brother and sister the Lord has given you.
其实如果我们真的是一个信靠神，是真的顺服神的人，
So if we are someone truly depend on God and also obey to him,
他在我们生活上或在我们的人生的道路上有一个重大的影响。
And then there's a great impact on our daily life and our direction of life.
就是我们接受他的安排，我们愿意放下我自己的拣选。
So we accept his arrangement and we lay down our own choice.
但是我们常常发生的情况是，我强调我的拣选，我放弃神对我的安排。
But what often happened to us is that we emphasize on our own choice and we lay aside the arrangement of God to us.
这是一个重要的学习。
That's a very important learning.
你没有这个实际，你要看见神的呼召，你要看见神得着众圣徒为基业，非常困难。
This is a reality. If you don't have such a reality, then it will be so difficult. You see the calling it will be so difficult for you to see God's calling and how rich is the glory of His inheritance.
也就是在世界上也是同样的原则。
And it's the same principle in the world.
那些特别经历特殊的环境的，你就发现了他的认识。他只要是那里这个胜过那个环境的，他的认识是往更高去的。
And you realize for all those who went through special circumstances, after they go through it, if they can overcome their circumstances, then their understanding will actually go higher ground.
所以我们如果真的认识天父，我们就会放下我的拣选，能够接受他的安排。
So therefore we truly know our Heavenly Father, then therefore we can lay down our own choice and also accept His arrangement.
神不是不能强迫我们，但是神不要强迫我们。
It's not that God cannot force us, but He does not want to force us.
他吩咐一生，什么事都照他的时分去发展。
If He commands, then everything will happen according to His commandment.
特别我们昨天读那个约拿书，就特别的明显，哇，什么东西都照神的吩咐去进行。
Especially as we read the book of Jonah yesterday, we know that it was so obvious that everything was according to the commandment of God.
所以这里讲到说，智慧启示灵在我们里面的工作，不是只是一个很浅的东西。
Therefore, it talks about the work of the Spirit, wisdom and revelation. It's not something shallow.
那也不是只给我们一个道理。
And it's not only a knowledge.
那他还给我们，他告诉我们，在我们里面有一个能力。
And it also tells us there is this power within us.
这个能力曾经是在耶稣基督的身上。
For this power used to be upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个能力有多大呢？
And how great is this power?
胜过死亡。
Overcome death.
叫死人复活。
To raise up the dead.
胜过这个地的捆绑，能够到达天上。
To overcome the bondage of earth to ascend to heaven.
这个对我们来讲的话，好像都很难想象。
And it's hard for us to imagine.
而且什么？远超过一切有权柄的人。
And surpasses all those with authority.
包括那些政治地位上最高的人都超过他。
Including the highest in political power, this power surpasses that.
今天对我们来讲，如果我们有机会跟一个地位高的人要跟他吃个饭，或者跟他接触一下，我们都什么？好像觉得战战兢兢的，是吧？
Today, if we are going to have some interaction or even have a meal with someone with high social status, and we actually seem in fear.
但主耶稣对他的门徒怎么说呢？他说你们要在诸侯君王面前为我做见证。
But the Lord told his disciples that you will testify for me before all the rulers and governors.
这个做见证怎么样？就是做见证的人，他其实在他里面的认识和里面的能力是超过这些执政的，超过这些有能力的。
And to testify is the power within the one who testifies surpasses all those in authority and principality.
不但是这些还超过一切这些掌管权柄的或一切有名的。
And not only that, it surpasses all those with fame, name, and also dominion.
不只是如此，是现在这个时代或者将来的时代都超过。
Not only that, but also surpasses this world and that is to come.
你有没有觉得这是什么能力啊？
What kind of power is this?
你现在能看到最大的能力不够大。
The greatest power you're able to see now, it's still not that great.
就算是将来的时代肉眼能看到最大的能力也不够大。
Even for the world to come with the visible eyes, that is still not greatest power.
因为在耶稣基督里面的能力是永远的。
For the power within Christ Jesus, that is eternal.
它不但是至大的，也是永远的。
Not only the greatest, but also eternal.
但这个能力呢，在信耶稣人里面。
But this power is within those who believe in Christ.
所以如果我们跟天父跟主耶稣的关系不正常，
Therefore, if our relationship with Heavenly Father and with our Lord Jesus Christ is not normal,
我相信你没有能力去，你没有机会去经历这个。
I trust that you don't have the opportunity to experience this.
但是呢，你如果接受天父给你的安排，
But if you accept the arrangement from the Heavenly Father,
不是你的拣选，
it's not by your own choice.
就像主耶稣讲，都不要照我的意思，照天父的意思。
Just like our Lord said that, not my will, but Father's will.
那你就发现这样的能力在你里面是真实的。
Then you will realize this kind of power within you is so real.
这是真实的。
It's real.
这是可以经历的。
You can experience this.
所以也许你因为顺服耶稣的缘故，顺服天父的缘故，你在一个非常不，你觉得你非常不愿意待的环境。
So it might be that you are under the circumstances that you are definitely not willing to be under because your obedience to the Father.
但是因为主耶稣与你同在。
But because the Lord Jesus is with you.
主耶稣能力也与你同在。
And his power is with you too.
所以让你胜过一切好像叫你下沉的东西。
Therefore, that power enables you to overcome all those things that drag you down.
所以你要知道在基督徒里面的能力是非常非常浩大的。
Therefore, you have to know the power within Christians are so mightily great.
但是你如果跟你对天父不够认识，你不够服在天父的权下，对不起，你尝不到。
But unfortunately, you cannot taste this if you are not under the obedience and the authority of our Heavenly Father, and if you do not know Him well.
不只是这样。
Not only that.
他呢，也将一切所有服在耶稣基督的脚下，同时也服在信主人脚下。
And he has put all things under Lord Jesus Christ's feet and also be subject under the feet of those who believe him.
所以刚才我们唱的是一个到更高之处。
So the hymn we just sang was higher ground.
这个多高呢？
How high is that?
高到一个地步，一切所有的都在你的脚下。
It's so high to the point that all things are under your feet.
你羡慕吗？
Aren't you desire this?
你觉得这可能吗？
Do you think if it's possible?
在基督，在主耶稣，在基督耶稣身上已经成就了。
It has already been fully accomplished on our Lord Jesus.
但是会在那个跟主耶稣跟天父有一个正常关系的人身上也会成就的。
But this will also be accomplished on those who have the normal relationship with our Lord.
所以这个是那个祷告的要带出来的。
So that what should be brought out by prayers.
所以他说呢，这样的缘故呢，你要对基督的身体有认识。
Therefore, because of this, you have to know the body of Christ.
你不但是对天父有认识，你对神借着耶稣基督救回来的儿女，就他的教会成为基督的身体，也应该有认识。
Not only you have to know the Heavenly Father, but also you should also know the people who are redeemed back by our Lord, that is His church.
所以教会绝对不是像一般有人讲说，啊，教会就是因为有祷告聚会、有读经聚会、有这个主日的聚会，这就是教会。
Therefore, church is not like people say that church should just have the Bible study, the prayer gathering, and also the Sunday's gathering. That's not called church.
它可能有教会的名称，或者有一些外面的样式。但他可能没有教会的实际。
That might have the title as church or the outward forms, but that's not the reality of church.
所以这里特别强调，教会是基督的身体。
So here emphasize that the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of Him that fills all in all.
所以这是第一章给我们看的祷告。
And that's the prayer we see in chapter 1.
那第三章呢，又看到另外一个祷告。
And then in chapter 3, we see another prayer.
这个祷告是把我们，是为着让我们一面进入基督身体的生活，也一面呢，让我们在基督生活，基督身体的生活里面，我们能长大。
So this prayer, on the one hand, to lead us into enter into the life of body of Christ. On the other hand, to help us grow in the life of body of Christ.
如果这一段圣经被开启越多，你就越宝贵进入这里面的祷告生活。
The more we are opened up to those verses, then the more we have desire to enter into the life prayers mentioned here.
因为这一段的祷告是从荣耀开始的。
For this section of prayer begins with glory.
所以如果我们对于神的荣耀没什么认识，
So if we don't really know much about the glory of God,
你很难进入这里面的祷告。
And it's very hard for us to enter into this prayer.
但是你如果对于神的荣耀被开启的越多，你在你的心中越有分量，这里的祷告就变成宝贵的经历。 宝贵的认识。
But if you are being more opened up to the glory of God, and also the glory of God has even more weight within you, then therefore you will see this prayer will become precious experience to you.
所以在16节啊，三章16节说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Therefore, in chapter 3, verse 16 says that He will grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened by the might of His Spirit in the inner man.
所以这个荣耀的看见和荣耀的，就是说你被这个荣耀的吸引，是叫你里面的人，叫你这个人能够站起来的，有能力的。
Therefore, to see the glory and being drawn by this glory is to be able to let your inner man be strengthened and be able to stand.
这不是说画一个图画放在这里看一看，但是呢，完全跟你是一个客观的，没有影响。
It's not just to draw a picture here for you to see, but it has nothing to do with you and it's objective to you.
那我们就要问说，什么荣耀？
Then we have to ask, what kind of glory?
所以他就讲说诸般的荣耀。
It says the
诸般的荣耀就是丰盛的荣耀啊，按着他丰盛的荣耀。
The riches of glory.
对，就是说不是只有一种。
It's not just one kind.
那我们呢其实呢从以弗所书第一章到第三章就能发现。
Therefore, we can see this from Ephesians chapter 1 through 3.
那第一章就给我们看到第一个讲到一个基督徒他不但蒙恩得救。
So chapter 1 tells us that for a Christian not only being saved by grace.
神的荣耀在他身上彰显到一个地步就是他能够得着神儿子的名分。
For God's glory to be manifest upon this to the point that he can receive the sonship.
你知道这个是接到罗马书第八章的。
And that connects to chapter 8 of book of Romans.
罗马书第八章就是说当我们一直顺从圣灵的这样子带领。
Book of Romans chapter 8 tells us that as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
经历了这个死而复活
to experience, to be risen from the dead,
活在复活以上，活在复活的生命
to live in this resurrected life,
所以就能够与他一同受苦，与他一同做后事，与他一同受苦，那并且与他一同得荣耀。
So we can together to suffer together with him and also be heirs with him and also receive glory together with him.
所以在基督徒生命的程度进入荣耀的是神儿子的名分。
So for the different levels of the Christian's life to enter into glory that is to receive sonship.
然后到罗马书第九章就很奇妙了。
And in book of Romans chapter 9 it's amazing.
就讲到其实呢人在神的手中是一个神的工作。
So actually, man in God's hand is the workmanship of God.
他要把他所招聚来的人要做成什么呢？做成荣耀的器皿。
He would like to gather all those he called to become the glorious vessels.
但是如果不愿意，他也并会可能呢，神也做，但是嘛，他变成卑贱的器皿。
God would do His work, but if man is not willing, then they become abased vessels.
所以我们看到有荣耀的器皿，也有卑贱的器皿。
So we see that they are glorious vessels, but they are also abased vessels.
那怎么样能够成为荣耀的器皿？
How can we become glorious vessels?
在罗马书第九章给我们看到有几个点。
In Book of Romans chapter 9, we see several points.
第一个点就是他这个人什么？就是说他的一切从神所起头的。
So first is that everything initiates from God.
也就是神应许的原则。
And that is the principle of God's promise.
所以神的一切应许在基督里都是的。
Therefore, for all the promises of God in Christ is yes.
所以神工作的原则都在他儿子基督耶稣里。
Therefore, all the principle of God's work is in His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以神的应许也在基督里面。
Therefore, God's promise is also within Christ.
所以这个按着应许生的，就是让神所起头的。
Therefore, who are born according to the promise, that is to let God to be the initiation.
所以基督徒的经历哈，你发现如果是从人起头的，那是一种层面的经历。
Therefore, for the experience of Christians, if it's initiated by man, then that's one kind of level.
但是有另外一种的经历是什么？是从神起头的。
But there's another kind of experience that's initiated by God.
就是应许的原则。
And that's a principle of promise.
像亚伯拉罕，他生了好几个孩子，他生了好多个孩子。
Just like Abraham has given birth to many children.
但只有一个孩子是应许生的。
But only one child was born by promise.
那就是以撒。
That is Isaac.
而且怎么样说，亚伯拉罕这么多的儿子当中呢，神只承认一个。
And among all those children of Abraham, there's only one that God confesses.
神只承认他应许所给的孩子，在他的应许底下，也在他应许的实际的成就底下所得到的这个儿子。
God only confessed this son by his promise and which is accomplished by his promise.
所以如果我们看重自己，希望能够与神的荣耀有份，我们不能忽略这个原则。
Therefore, if we look upon ourselves as we would like to be part of God's glory, we cannot ignore this principle.
神不是哑巴，神不是都没做事，神是要我们愿意让他做的时候，他才做在我们身上。
It's not that God does not do his work, it's that when we are willing, then God will work upon us.
如果我们一直不断有自己的意见，一直不断有自己的偏好，你就发现呢，你很难去经历到，我很难认识到什么叫做神应许的原则。
If we always have our own opinions and our own preferences, then it's very hard for you to experience what is the principle of God's promise.
因为我们在没信主以前，我们的原则是什么？就是尝试错误的原则嘛。
尝试
错误就是 try and error。
So, our principle before we believe the Lord is always try and error.
什么叫尝试错误的？我这里走不通了就换那里，那我们又换那里，所以我们就没有空档了。
What is trial and error? That is, if we go this way and if it's dead end, then we try the other way.
停不下来。
We cannot even stop.
停不下来，那神要帮助我们也没有缝隙可以插进来。
Since we cannot stop, then even when God would like to help us, He cannot enter in.
所以这是一个现实。
It's a fact.
如果我们信主之后还一直不断在尝试错误的原则，那可能我们亏损是很大的。
If after we believe the Lord, we continue with this trial and error, then it will be a great loss to us.
那显明就是说什么？我们对于天父和认识太少了。
Then that shows that we are knowing of the Heavenly Father is so little.
不但是太少，而且怎么样说呢？我们呢不太信任他。
Not only know him so little, but also we don't trust him much.
你如果真正信任一个人，你会说，就是说 OK, 我就怎么样，你的意见就是我的意见。
If we truly trust someone, then we will say that that's fine, your opinion will be my opinion.
就是我们觉得神的意见我不能信任，所以神的心意我不能信任，所以呢，我们说主啊，我这个比你那个好吧。
It's because we don't really trust God's thoughts. Therefore, I would think that my thoughts will be better than God's thoughts.
还不要讲说教会的事，就光我们个人生活事都是这样。
Not even mention about the things in church. Even our own personal life is this way.
如果你的个人生活事你对神够信任的话，你愿意把你自己奉献交托在他的手中，你愿意让他做起头的带领。
In our personal life, if you truly trust the Lord, then you are willing to offer yourselves unto His hand, and you would like Him to, you are willing to let Him to be the initiation.
这真的是会把你引进那个奇妙的生活。
That will truly guide you into this amazing kind of life.
我讲的是我亲身经历的。
I share about what my own experience.
那许许多多事，神一起头，哇，你知道说，你最后你说要你说要把荣耀归给谁呢？你只能归给主。
There are so many things when God sets the beginning, then there's no one else but I can only give God the glory.
所以第一个应许的原则。
So the first principle of promise.
它是神起头的。
Is to initiate by God.
第二个是答应神的呼召。
Second is to answer God's calling.
所以拣选跟呼召是它两面。
So the selection and the calling are the two sides.
你如果读罗马书第九章，你会发现，它虽然同提到拣选也提到呼召，但它的重点在呼召。
So in Romans chapter 9, although it talks about elect and also calling, but the focus is of calling.
呼召是普遍性的。
Calling is,
普遍性的 general.
In general.
但是呢拣选呢却变成特定对象。
But election are the specific ones.
你觉得很难理解对不对？
It seems hard to understand, right?
所以关键就是得到呼召的人呢是谁答应的呼召。
So it has to do with, for all those who are being called, who has answered his election.
所以你看他就用以扫跟雅各来做例子。
So here uses Esau and Jacob as examples.
以扫跟雅各同样是以撒的儿子。
Esau and Jacob are both the sons of Isaac.
以扫跟雅各同样他们有一段时间是活在亚伯拉罕还活着的时候。
Both Esau and Jacob, they live under the time when Abraham was still alive.
所以他们一定有机会能够听到神对亚伯拉罕的呼召，或者神跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
So they definitely had chance to hear the calling of Abraham by God and also God's promise to Abraham.
而且如果按照这个怎么讲说按照这个出生的地位来讲的话，以扫是长子。
And by the status order of birth, actually Esau was the firstborn.
那也就是说如果是优先得着的话，以扫是更有机会得着。
So for the priority, if we talk about priority, then Esau should receive it even more.
因为他已经是出生是长子了。
For he was the firstborn.
他就是被摆在那个长子的地位上。
He actually has the birthright to be the firstborn.
可是呢，发现呢，雅各对长子的名分呢，他更希望。
But then realized that Jacob was even more desire of this firstborn.
因为这关系到神的呼召。
For it has to do with God's calling.
所以最后我们知道雅各当的手段是不对的。
So of course the way Jacob to for him to get it, it was not right.
他的手段不对，他有受到神在另外对付他的过程。
Jacob used the wrong way, therefore God has dealt with him.
但是呢，他的那个答应呼召呢，使得说什么？我拣选的是雅各。
But for Jacob to answer the calling, therefore God says that I have elected Jacob.
所以今天我们能不能够进入神荣耀，跟我们答应不答应神的呼召是有关系的。
Therefore, for us able to enter into the glory of God, it has to do with whether we answer the calling of God.
再讲另外一个例子，雅各有十二个儿子。
And another example, Jacob has 12 sons.
长子是流便。
And the first one was Reuben.
那最后得长子名分的是谁？
So who was the one who received the sons, the firstborn?
约瑟。
Was Joseph.
那约瑟呢，他是被他的兄弟卖掉了。
Joseph was being betrayed by his brothers.
而且他到埃及呢做奴隶。
And he became the bondman in Egypt.
不但做奴隶又做囚犯。
Not only the slave, but also was being bound.
但是你说看起来照他的这些经历来讲，哇，他这个是更不可能，什么都不可能。
So based on all those experience, it would not be possible.
但是这个约瑟呢，他的心向着神呢。
But Joseph had a heart toward God.
他跟神有一个特别好的关系。
He had an extraordinary relationship with God.
这个好的关系到一个地步，他到哪里，神的祝福到哪里。
So such good relationship to the point that wherever he was, then where was the blessing of God?
他到哪里，就把神的同在带到哪里。
Wherever he was, he brought the presence of God.
那这个不是他自己宣告的。
It was not he said it.
所以他的老板那个波提法就说，我得到祝福是因为你。
So his boss, Potiphar, says that I received blessing because of you.
然后说不是我，是神。
And he said that it was not me, it was God.
所以他不但在波提法那里是这样，到这个牢里还是一样。
And not only before Potiphar, but also when he was in jail, was the same.
所以他心里是向着神的。
So his heart was toward God.
所以神的呼召在他里面是有分量，是有地位的。
So God's calling within Joseph was with weight.
所以我们看不出来约瑟有什么企图想要抢他哥哥的 儿子的名分。
We did not see any intention of Joseph to take, to grab the birthright from his brothers.
尤其是他被卖到埃及去，在做囚犯，做奴隶，痛不欲生了。
Especially when he was being sold to Egypt, he was a slave and a bondman. He was suffering so much.
但是神安慰了他。
But God has comforted him.
刚强了他。
Strengthened him.
他都没有想到最后呢，儿子名分是在他身上。
He had never imagined he received the birthright.
他前面有十个哥哥。
And actually, there were 10 brothers before him.
那个流变失去的机会还有九个啊。
Even though Reuben lost his chance, but there were still 9 more.
所以你知道，答应神的呼召是一件荣耀的事情。
Therefore, to answer the calling of God is a glorious thing.
所以我们需要知道神呼召什么。
So we have to know what is God's calling.
啊，这是宝贵的。
And that's precious.
但是神的呼召通常都很高的。
And usually God's calling is so high.
死而复活，你说高不高啊？
Resurrection, is that high?
到天上宝座你高不高啊？
To go upon the heavenly throne, is that high?
当然很多方面我们是不是容易讲清楚的。
Therefore, it's hard for us to explain many things.
所以不要说别的，就光是满足律法的要求，我们都觉得做不到。
And not talk about anything else, but talking about fulfilling the requirement of law, we cannot even do that.
但是罗马书第九章又告诉我们，神有怜悯。
But Book of Romans chapter 9 tells us that God has mercy.
神有怜悯。
God has mercy.
我们达不到，但是在他的怜悯里面，他要使我们在达不到的这种我们这种天性中呢，变成可以达到。
We cannot achieve this, but in God's mercy, He will allow us to achieve it, even though in our nature of not able to.
所以他安排很多环境给我们。
So he has arranged many circumstances to us.
若我们拣选自己的环境，那我们就不需要他的怜悯。
If we choose our own circumstances, then we no longer need his mercy.
因为我们自己拣选我们道路，自己拣选我们的方向，那就我们自己要负自己的责任嘛。
For if I choose my own way, my direction, then I have to be responsible myself.
但是因为我相信神，所以我接受他所安排的。
For because I trust in God, therefore I accept what He has arranged for me.
但他所安排的又让我看，哇，这个我根本不可能走过这种环境。
But what He has arranged for me, then it's not possible for me to walk through it.
他有丰盛的怜悯。
He has fullness of mercy.
啊，非常的怜悯。
Very merciful.
所以，基督徒有一个生活是要去认识和经历神的怜悯。
So, Christian has a life that is to know and also experience God's mercy.
你对神越有盼望，不是你越觉得自己有能力，而是你发现神的怜悯越丰富。
The more hope you have toward God is not that you realize you are good, but also you find how riches is God's mercy.
你知道我们认识一个弟兄现在已经100多岁。
We know a brother who's more than 100 years old.
曾经有弟兄就问他说哈，弟兄啊，你得胜有什么秘诀啊？
Some brothers ask the elderly brother that what is your secret of overcoming?
你知道活100多年，这个要遇到多少的环境啊？
To live more than 100 years, how many circumstances has he encountered?
要经历多少的挑战啊？
So many challenges to go through.
有多少的跌倒的机会啊？
There are so many opportunities to fall.
有多少好像就是你就是活不过去了。
There are so many times that he might not just go through.
他的回答很简单。
And his answer was so simple.
神的怜悯。
By God's mercy.
所以你会来到怜悯的神面前，你会支取他的怜悯，会使你是一个不同凡响的基督徒生活。
So if you can come before the God of mercy and also receive mercy from Him, then you can experience this extraordinary Christian life.
所以千万不要夸自己的能力了。
Therefore, definitely not boast of our own ability.
支取神的怜悯不代表你没有能力。
To receive the power from God does not mean that you don't have power.
但是你的能力呢，不足以让你胜过那些环境。
But your power It's not enough for you to overcome all the circumstances.
你只有神怜悯和他奇妙的作为当中呢，把你带到他旨意所要到的地步。
Only in God's mercy and His amazing work that He can help you to achieve what He would like you to achieve.
所以这些都是一个宝贵的。
So all these are precious.
然后另外一个原则就是在信心里面。
Another principle is in faith.
所以信心的原则。
So the principle of faith.
信心的原则就不是眼见的原则。
Principle of faith is not something to be seen.
信心的原则也就是跟随圣灵的原则。
The principle of faith is to the principle to follow the Holy Spirit.
信心的原则就是圣灵在我们身上可以启示我们，引导我们，可以禁止我们，也可以管教我们，也可以管制我们。
So the principle of faith to follow the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit upon us can lead us to discipline us, to guide us and also to stop us.
所以这几个原则里面，神把我们要做成荣耀的器皿。
So within all those principles, God would like to mold us into a vessel of honor.
所以任何基督徒他如果能得着神儿子的名分，他要值得神的，值得神夸口的。
So for any Christian to receive sonship, then he will boast in the name of the Lord.
这是荣耀的。
That is glorious.
啊，可能我们的这个思想上跟不上。
It might be our thoughts fall short.
但你要知道。神说的话，神说是就是，神说有荣耀就有荣耀。
But what God say, He has said it, then that's yes. If He say there is glory, then there is glory.
因为是我们一直受在这个地的捆绑，我们一直在地上被这些限制，所以我们看不来。
For because we are bounded and limited on earth, therefore we cannot see it.
但是如果我们心中的眼睛被开启，你就越来越看清楚。
But if our inner eyes are being opened, then you will see it more clearly.
那第二个在第一章里面第二个讲到荣耀的部分。
And the second place talk about glory in Ephesians chapter 1.
就是讲到神要在时间到的时候照他所安排的能够使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And that is talk about having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure which He has proposed in Himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ both in heaven and on earth.
这不是一个口号。
It's not a slogan.
这也不是一个理想。
And it's not only an ideal.
但它有理想的感觉。
But it seems something ideal.
但是它是神在我们身上做的就是把我们做成这个地步。
But what God would like to do on us is to do until this point.
你知道神为什么把我们带到教会里面来？
Why does God bring us into church?
如果神不要做这件事，
If God does not want to do this,
那我们信了主之后，我们就各自去发展。
Then after we believe the Lord, we can just scatter, do our own things.
神把我们带进到他的教会。
God has brought us into His church.
就是要成就这件事情。
That is to accomplish this.
是首先在教会里面成就。
And that is to be accomplished first in church.
使天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一。
To gather together in one for all those in heaven and earth.
所以这有一个事情就是先基督做头成为实际。
So the first thing is that Christ is the head to become reality.
你知道基督做头成为实际那这个所有在基督里面同归于一就很容易完成。
When Christ being the head become a reality, then therefore all things gathered in one can also be easily achieved.
神是照他的旨意做事的。
God does work according to His will.
所以昨天我们读约拿书的有一句话是那些在跟约拿在同一个船上的人他突然明白了神不但是创造海跟地的神。
So as we read the book of Jonah, that there is this verse that all those who are on the same boat as Jonah, that all those people all of a sudden realize God does not just create the sea and the heaven.
当他们要把约拿丢到海里面去，他就祷告说什么？祷告最后讲到神的时候说，耶和华是照他的旨意来做事的。
So when they were throwing Jonah into the sea, then Jonah prayed that Jehovah does work according to His will.
所以神是照他的旨意做事的。
So God works according to His will.
所以你如果基督做头是实际。
So therefore, if Christ being the head is a reality.
你就很容易顺着他的旨意去。
Then very easily you will just obey according to his will.
这个不一定是你先明白。
This might not be you understand first.
它关键是在于说，主耶稣如果是救了你，他是你的主，他是不是真的就是你的主？
It has to do that as our Lord has saved you, that he is your Lord. Is he truly your Lord?
他如果真的是你的主，在他告诉你要行动的时候，你明白的，你当然可以跟。
If he is truly your Lord, then when he tells you to move, and for those things you understand, then definitely you can follow.
但你不明白的，你还是跟。
Even for things you don't understand, you can still follow.
这后面这一点，我们常常都是不愿意的。
Often the second point is something we are not willing.
如果主所带领的跟我感觉上有冲突。
If what Lord guides me is in conflict with what my feeling is.
那我可能因为我感觉的缘故，我不要。
It might be because of my own feeling that I reject it.
或者跟我的思想上有冲突，我也不要。
Or in conflict with my thoughts, I reject it.
或者我这人就是有我自己的决定，或者我就是要这样，我就是不要那样。
But I have my own decision. I would like to do this way, so I don't want that way.
所以你很清楚。
Therefore, it's clear.
但是神带领我们哈，不一定每件事情都我们先一下就明白。
But for God's guidance to us, it might not be we understand everything that God guides us.
许多事情呢，是神这样带领，但我们要真正接受他的带领之后，达到那个地步，我们后来才明白。
There are so many things that we understand later on after we accept his guidance and after he leads us to achieve it.
好，就像那一年哈，我1998年决定要搬到美国来。
Just like in 1998, I decided to move to the States.
但是主说要拿绿卡。
But our Lord said that you have to get green card.
你知道，其实我当时并不是进美国很困难，我本来就有五年的签证，我随时都可以进来的。
Actually, back then, it was not difficult for me to come into the States because I already had a 5 years visa, so it was okay for me to enter.
但是主说你要拿到绿卡才整个搬进来。
But the Lord told me that you have to receive green card first, then you can move here.
你说我能明白吗？
Do you think I understand it?
我只知道主给我这个要求。
I only know this is a requirement from the Lord.
那我因为顺服主的缘故，我要这样做。
Because I obey the Lord, so I have to do this.
但你说我明白吗？
But do you think I understand it?
我完全不明白。
I did not understand at all.
我感谢主，也是果然做了。
But thank the Lord, he did.
所以99年就进来了。
So in 1999, I came to the States.
所以我进来是根据绿卡的身份进来。
So I came in with the status of green card.
但神很快就让我有明白的机会。
But immediately the Lord let me understand.
2000年2月，我妈妈就告诉我说，她最好的朋友生病了，要我祷告。
In the year 2000, February, my mom told me that one of her best friends got sick and asked me to pray.
2000年3月祷告的我妈妈的最好的朋友的丈夫就去世了。
In year 2000 March, one of my mom's best friend's husband passed away.
我妈妈就说，无论如何你一定要回来。
My mom asked me, no matter what, you have to come back.
不管什么困难你都要回来。
Regardless of any difficulty, you have to come back.
你知道我们美国签证的事情不是随便你瞧乱跑，要想怎么跑就可以跑的。
So you know, with the visa status in the States, it's not that you can just freely enter in and out.
但是因为主已经先给我的绿卡，所以呢，我就可以很自由的行动。
But because the Lord has given me green card first, therefore I could go back and forth freely.
这还是生活上的事情。
It was only about daily life.
关于主旨意的事情，主教会的事情，更常常发生这种情形。
Then it happens even more often, like such things, in regardless of the church and his will.
所以我们所要确定的是，我真的确定这是出于主的带领。
So what we have to make sure is that this is definitely from the Lord's leading.
这是件不容易的事情。
And that's something difficult.
我知道。有些弟兄哈，我们以前接触有些弟兄，他很容易就讲说啊，这主感动我，或主告诉我这样，告诉我那样。
We know that many brothers we encounter before, very easily they say that the Lord touched me to do this, or He told me so.
但经过时间环境各方面的印证呢，是根本就没有。
But after the time passed, or even the circumstances, we realize it was not so.
所以有的人很容易就这样说，这是出于主的。
So for some people, it was easy to say that this is from the Lord.
我想圣经很明显告诉我们，就是你如果是自己说出于主的，主也不会给你这个，因为是你说的，所以主就非得照你的意思不可。
So that
因为是你说的，就是你虽然是这样说出于主的，但是因为这是你说的，不是主的，所以主不会照你的意思。
So that we know that if you say so, but it's not God's will, then God will not do this according to your will.
所以你确定出于主的，这是一件重要的事情。
So that for you to be sure it's from the Lord, that it's something very important.
这后面有很多的功课要学习。
There are so many lessons behind this.
你如果有好的学习，当你说出于主的时候，主果然会什么？他会印证这是出于他的。
If you have good learning, then when you say it's from the Lord, then the Lord will testify for you it's from Him.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So it's very precious.
千万不要觉得这个因为这个功课不容易学，所以我们就放弃了。
Therefore, don't think that because this lesson is hard to learn, then we just give up.
因为是出于主的，所以它是连于头的。
Because it's from the Lord, therefore it connects to the head.
因为是出于主的，所以他就把我们带到在基督里面同归于一。
Because it's from the Lord, therefore it brings us to be together in one in Christ.
所以这是一个荣耀的事情。
So this is something glorious.
你基督徒先要有这个学习。
For Christians, first have this kind of learning.
所以我们在可以学习的机会，你生活上有任何学习的机会，你不要怕花时间去跟主办交涉，搞清楚。
So whenever you have this learning opportunity in your life, do not be afraid to spend time to deal with the Lord to make it clear.
你知道，我感恩节在我们家聚会的时候哈，有个弟兄他点了一首诗歌，叫做《主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水》。
Back in the Thanksgiving gathering at house, a brother appointed a hymn. The hymn says that although the Lord give you bread as affliction and give you suffering as water.
然后你的教师却不再隐藏。
But then your teacher no longer hides.
你或向左，你或向右，必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Whether you turn left or right, you will hear this voice tell you that this is the right way to walk upon it.
为什么这首诗歌或这一段话对我这么有感觉？
Why is this hymn or this verse is so touches me so?
因为这一段话就是当我刚信主的时候，我每天都走在一个很恐惧的一个好像一个状况底下。
For this, because when I just believe the Lord, that every day I walk in such a feeling of being so in a feeling of fear.
什么叫恐惧
？What is called fear?
旧的路。我是知道他的结局，我不能走。
For the old ways I used to walk, I know its ending, therefore I could not walk on it.
受主带领的路是我完全陌生的，从来没走过，也不明白，圣经也不清楚，然后好像周围也找不到人可以有效的帮助。
But to the way to follow the Lord, it was so strange to me, and it was I had nobody to help me. Also, I did not understand the Bible much. So I was always fearful to walk on it.
我想就像你知道现在有些地方有个在很深的悬崖上面盖个透明的桥。
Just like that, we see that sometimes they build this transparent bridge on top of this deep cliff.
你远远看那个桥觉得很美。
When you look at this bridge from far away, it seems pretty.
等你真正走在那个桥上的时候，你就知道什么感觉。
Then you would know how you feel when you truly walk upon that transparent bridge.
还不要是全透明的。
It does not even have to be completely transparent.
你知道有一些在山区的桥，它是只有两三根的那些东西就这样搭起来的。
Some bridges on the mountains, they were just, they only have like a few railings.
你光走在上面，你都是好像你随时都要掉下去的。
When you walk upon it, you feel you will fall anytime.
所以我就是在那个情况底下得到这样的话。
Then in such circumstances, I received the verses.
所以得到那样话，你知道在我身上有多大的影响？
Do you know how big impact to me was?
我有很长一段时间，我每天都用这个话祷告的。
In such a long time, I pray with such verses.
主啊，你说你的教是却不在隐藏，我就搞不懂啊。
Lord, you say that your teacher would not be hidden from you, but I did not understand.
我就不知道向左还向右啊。
I had no idea to turn right or left.
所以不清楚，再寻求，不求，寻求，寻求又不清楚，还要再寻求。
So since I was not clear, so I continue to seek, and still not clear, I continue to seek more.
一直到一个地步，里面越来越，好像越来越把握了。
Until to the point, I start to have more and more assurance.
然后才，我做决定的时候，我才不会翻来覆去啊。你知道，如果你当你不清楚的时候，你刚刚觉得是应该这样好，然后呢，你过一段时间又说那样好，结果你就翻来覆去，翻来覆去啊。
Then, so until to the point when I made decision, I would not be turning back and forth. When you don't understand, when you are not clear, then you will be going back and forth between the decisions.
我在刚信主的时候，我付了很多，我花了很多的时间，我付了代价学这个功课。
When I just believed the Lord, I spent so much time and I paid so much price to learn this lesson.
我鼓励在我们当中的弟兄姊妹。
I encourage brothers and sisters here.
你认真去经历这个话。
To seriously experience this verse.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼。
The Lord although give you the bread of affliction.
所以学这个功课的时候不会是一帆风顺。
So to learn this lesson would not be a smooth sailing.
以困苦给你当水。
To give you water of suffering.
所以千万不要逃避艰难困苦。
Therefore don't flee from all the sufferings and affliction.
你却要在艰难困苦的时候你实实在在地来到主面前。
But in the midst of suffering and affliction, truly you come before the Lord.
让主先解决你里面所有忧愁的问题。
And let the Lord resolve all the sorrow in your heart.
让主先解决里面那个不平安的东西。
Let the Lord resolve this unpeaceful feeling in your heart.
让主先把你带到安息里面去。
Let the Lord guide you into rest first.
什么叫安息？
What is called rest?
停下自己的工。等候神的工。
To stop our own work, to wait for God's work.
你知道，这是福气啊。
And that is a blessing.
我不用自己做了半天好，后来老是在那后悔。
It does not have to be I keep my doing my own work, then I regret.
你知道，如果我们跟随我们信主的生活，如果只是后悔的生活，不断的后悔的生活，你很难赞美的。
If the life of our following the Lord is continues regretting, then it's hard for you to praise.
当然我们是曾经有失败，但是呢，我们应当是在知道他呼召有什么指望，这应该是越来越清楚的。
Of course we do fail, but we should be even more and more clear about the hope of his calling.
所以这个是一个宝贵的学习。
Therefore it's a precious learning.
他虽然以艰难给我当饼，以困苦给我当水，但是我的教师却不再隐藏。
Although he gives me the bread of affliction and also the suffering of water, but my teacher would not be hidden from me.
他说你的教师不再隐藏，不一定你的心思是完全明白的。
When he tells me that your teacher would not be hidden from you, it does not mean that your heart will be, your mind will be truly understand.
你的教师不再隐藏，就是你或向左，你或向右，必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，行在其间。
For your teacher no longer hidden from you, it's that when you walk left or right, then it means that you will hear a voice telling you, this is the correct way to walk upon it.
这是一步一步受主的带领。
Then that's step by step to receive Lord's guidance.
你不要跟主求说，主你先告诉我五步以后我才要走。
Don't ask the Lord to tell me how to walk five steps ahead, then I start to walk.
主只告诉你一步。
The Lord tells you, one step.
你就走这一步。
Then you just walk this step.
你会走这一步，你就有下一步。
When you learn how to walk this step, then you have the next step.
你不走这一步，就没有下一步。
When you don't even take this first step, you don't have the next step.
啊，譬如像我以前在一起聚会的弟兄。
Like the brother I gathered together before.
我有时候觉得哈，哎呀，我看你们，好像我也不觉得比别的聚会弟兄姊妹有什么好嘛。
Sometimes I felt that since they were not better than other group of gatherings.
但是呢，主很确定叫我留在那里。
But very sure, for sure, the Lord told me to stay there.
我在发那样的问题的时候，是因为我看不见。
When I asked the Lord such question was because I did not see it.
但等到我受主很清楚带领说，就是你觉得不够好的弟兄在一起，我还是把你放在一起。
But when the Lord clearly told me that, even though you feel those group of brothers are not as good, but I still put you there.
当我服下来以后，
When I obeyed,
我就发现主借着我服下来，也开了我的眼睛，我看见主把那些弟兄怎么跟我把我放在一起，是对我有益处，也对大家有益处。
So through my obedience, then the Lord enabled me to see that for the Lord to put me together with this group of brothers and sisters is profitable to me and also profitable to others.
所以有一个提醒，这是我亲身经历的。
Therefore, it's a reminder, which is my own experience.
你千万不要因为这个我们所接触的范围有一些让你很不能，就是说很不能接受或者很不能就是说阿们的情况，你就否决了你正常的参加聚会。
Therefore, definitely that please do not just do not come to meeting regularly only because the circumstances or this environment you are in you cannot accept.
你要注意一件事情，我正常的参加聚会是因为主叫我正常参加聚会，还是我自己的偏好来聚会？
You have to pay attention that you come to meeting regularly. Is it because the Lord asked me to come to meeting regularly or based on my own preference to come to meetings?
我们需要注意一个问题。
We have to pay attention.
我们人是非常软弱的。
We are so weak.
而且我们这个人心思、情感、意志是常常变来变去的。
And also our mind, our emotion and intuition always changes.
这是一个事实。
Which is a fact.
所以因为我们的很软弱。
Because we are so weak.
所以黑暗的势力撒旦他知道我们的软弱，他会让你觉得这里有问题，那里不好，这里又怎么样，所以呢就因为这样缘故呢，所以把你可能跟主在基督里面所要建造的这样一个机会呢和工作呢就把你隔开了。
So the power of darkness, Satan, will let you see the problems here and there, and therefore separate you from this building work that God would like to work upon you in Christ.
这是我亲身经历的。
That's my own experience.
因为主把我摆在一些弟兄面前，哎呀，我发现他们老是有那些难过的事情。
As the Lord put me among the brothers, then I often feel that there was something not right.
但是经过当我们服下来，主把我们带过那个过程之后，我就发现其实主借的这个机会是要更新我的。
Then after I obey and after the Lord brought me through this process, then I realized the Lord has used this experience to renew me.
所以这个情况呢也是叫我受益的。
And these circumstances also makes me profitable.
所以在基督里面同归于一，这是重要的事情。
Therefore, it's important to gather together in one in Christ.
他做头是重要的事情。
He is the head. That is important.
这关系到说你是经历基督呢，还是你根本在基督之外。
That has to do whether you experience Christ or you are outside of Christ.
所以这个是我想经历时间的缘故，我必须要停在这。
Because of time today, I have to stop here.
这里就是告诉我们说，这是一个有荣耀的事情。
So here tells us this is something glorious.
因为呢，他说什么？将来的得产业，基督得产业是跟这个有关系的。
For because receiving inheritance has to do with this.
你在这个基本的跟主的关系建立上，如果没有的话，那你要照这样的服事，你就没机会服事。
If you don't have this normal relationship to build up with God, then in terms of service, then you don't have any opportunity.
所以这个是我想，这个我们是需要思考的。
So we have to think about this.
好，我们今天先停到这。
So let's stop here for now.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你要叫我们能够进到荣耀里。
You will lead us into glory.
这后面是有你无限丰富的工作。
What's behind it has the unlimited riches of your work.
我们也需要被你大大的能够开启更新。
We also need you to greatly open us up and to be renewed.
我们也需要你使我们里面的人刚强。
And also we need you to strengthen our inner man.
所以我们就求你继续的帮助我们明白。
So do pray that you continue to help us to understand.
并且带我们进入一切的实际。
And guide us to enter into all reality.
今天的话语虽然很有限。
Although the words today are so limited.
求你宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover them.
也求你在圣灵里面给我们回头的亮光。
And do pray that you give us light as we look back in the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.